Like it, babe.
Oh, I really love it. I always wanted just, sterling silver ring.
Yeah, right.
With an diamond.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I made
an opal.
Yeah, no, I made a note of that on my notes app. That one time you mentioned it.
I love it so much.
Yeah, no, I thought you might.
And I just, we've been together for what, 20 years before you asked me. It's fine.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you liked it, and I'm glad that I got, exactly what you wanted. That's great. That's great that you're happy, and I'm glad that I could provide something for you,
Yeah.
But there is a caveat to, or, like, a, what's the word? I'm not good with words, so yeah. I actually brought in my lawyer to kind of talk about this, and don't be scared. It's not, a weird...
Steve?
Yeah, just to go over a few things, but...
Hi, Steve.
Hello. So, Steve, do you want to, kind of break down, because, mm-hmm. like I said, I'm not good at this, what I'm saying? Emotions are kind of, not mm-hmm. my thing.
Yes.
Because I work for a really big corporation. I don't want people to think that I'm
I understand. So, I talked to your fiance here about mm-hmm. the way he feels about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we prepared a statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like we came up with it together. And, yeah. It's I bought the ring, but then I started, as I bought it, I was like, that's a lot of money. So, I really need to, justify that, you know what I mean?
Okay, but wait yeah. a minute, wait a minute. Wait, you can't tell me, yourself? You have to go
yeah.
through Steve?
No, yeah. See, that's the thing. You know how I work over at LabCorp up there, up the road,
Yeah.
And so, if I opened up to you and, gave you emotions and shit, it would make me look weak, you know what I mean? So, I have to hire somebody to kind of help me, talk my feelings out, you know what I mean?
In a way, I would take this as, he is taking this very seriously.
Right, yeah.
He couldn't be taking this more seriously. He's taking it so seriously, he hired an attorney.
Absolutely.
To make sure he doesn't misstate his commitment to you.
Okay, right. Well,
And so we're clear about your commitment to him.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Well, no, we need to get some things out first.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And so, because I did that for moral support, I actually brought my friend Ted in. Ted, can you come in here real quick?
Yeah, sure. Hey.
It's just kind of if I say something about our relationship and, it kind of makes me feel weird about it, and, I feel like I start backing myself up, I have Ted here to confirm that, what you did was shitty. You know what I mean? And what I did was right. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what it is. Okay. And don't take it as an attack. It's not.
I've got a lot of experience with women who do bad things. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't take it personally. Just take it internally.
Yeah.
So. I really do love this long haired look you got going on and mm-hmm. really baggy pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, do you have a home? Hmm.
Well, sure, yeah, of course I have a foam. What do you think I am?
Sense of humor, right? Yeah. No.
Okay, I was just checking.
No, that's okay. Yeah, no, I live in a box.
Yeah, I totally found Ted, yeah. And I was well, he doesn't know me, but I, gave him some, what was that we bought? Was it crack or something like that?
As your friend, I'd like to say that we brought some breakfast cereal. That's what it was. It was
right.
It was crackly, crunchy.
Breakfast cereal.
Right. And I was living in a box at the time, but now I have moved myself up, and I do live in
right.
I do live in a trunk of a car.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Carry on.
That's really
Ted. I don't mean to interrupt, but I believe I recognize you. Do you live in a trunk of a car of the parking lot of the office building of my law firm downtown?
Well, yes, I do. I live in that.
I see you there.
Yeah.
In the mornings, I put a dollar
yeah.
in the trunk.
Wow, y'all know each other?
Well, I don't really know him. A dollar, it's every day.
That's amazing.
Well, it could be more, I'm just saying. I mean...
A dollar a day, that seems pretty good.
Yeah, if you keep that up
it's just work day.
Yeah, right?
I don't eat on the weekends. It's true, but
right. Yeah, but that's like that's money you're saving. Yeah, right. And that's good for you, and that can help with your self-esteem because right. you are saving that money. You're doing something for yourself, right? So that's great.
I hate to make my misery be the focus of this this conversation.
That's right. We're here because
we're
prepared. Oh, yeah. Okay, you were trying to tell me something.
That's right. There right, are right. some
yeah.
things
okay.
that he is comfortable saying at this time.
Okay.
Yeah, like some things.
Right.
Like
he something. Wants you to know that he loves the idea of seeing you most days.
Love it. Mm. Like, love that. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Oh, time out. Hey, buddy, you know, most, that sounds pretty heavy. Uh-huh. You know, like most, I mean, like, what if, is it like most, or are we talking like, you know, most?
Ted brings up a really good point here. We're leaving most rather vague.
Yeah.
Should we say, like, give it a specific percentage
yeah.
of days? Is it half, more than half?
So, like, I guess I'd say, like when I get home. You know what I mean? Like, and you say
when
like
you get a ham.
Yeah,
you
like when I get a
like a honey baked ham.
Like a honey baked ham, and I bring it home.
Whoa.
I bring the ham home, and I say, "Honey, do you want some ham that I brought home?"
Whoa.
And you say like,
"I love ham."
And then you do that thing where you're like, "Yeah, I'd love some ham that you brought home here for me, honey." And I say, "Honey, you want this ham that I brought home?" And then I'm like, "But I kind of brought that ham home for myself to ham on out on." You know what I mean? Whoa. And like, it just kind of like hurts my feelings a little bit. Like, wow. I bought that for me, and, like, I don't know, am I missing, like...
Wait, David, you're saying you don't want to share the honey-baked ham with me?
No.
The honey ham?
I mean, like, every now and again, that's cool, you know what I mean? But, like, when I buy, like, a big, like, you know that, like, what is it, boar's head? You know what I'm talking about, that, you know?
It is boar's head.
Ham is a honey-baked ham.
A boar's head is a honey-baked ham?
No, a honey-baked ham is a honey-baked ham. It's its own.
So then what the fuck thing. Is boar's head?
But boar's head you buy at a supermarket or a deli.
It's like different, man. Yeah.
A honey-baked ham you buy at a honey-baked ham
store.
Like, that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
You can also get a sandwich there.
Okay. I used to live in a dumpster next to the one. They throw some great
right.
stuff away.
Oh, yeah. I bet that was good eating.
That's badass, dude. Yeah, I bet you got your fill there, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, that bothers me. You know what I mean? Like, when I bring that honey-baked ham home and you're like, you know, I can't do an impression of it, but, like, you know, I'd like some of that. And then I'm like, but I got this for myself. You know, like, that like that rubs me, like, wrong? You know?
I get, like, an idea. What if he, like, you know, like, brought you something home different instead?
Yeah, like, I could bring you home, like,
hot dog?
What do you like? Like, yeah, like a hot dog.
You don't know what I like, David?
A cup of noodles?
20 years?
Yeah.
I like noodles. I like ham. I like eggs.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, why would you need to bring something instead? Couldn't he just bring an additional ham for you?
Oh, wow.
If the whole issue is that she's eating your ham, I thought the issue was sharing your space.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Sorry. I was just, like, thinking of, like, 10 other things that annoy me about you. But, like, that was, like, the one that... Yeah, no, you're right. Sharing space, yes. Sharing space is, like, a big deal.
Oh,
like,
wait a minute. Who's Sharon?
Sharon?
Oh, that's my girlfriend.
Sharon
she comes
space?
Over sometimes.
Yeah, Sharon Space.
Sharon Space.
Confused. Sharon Space.
All right.
Yeah, she's all right. Like, you know, they're kind of like the
she's
same.
She's around a lot.
Like a lot.
Told
like
me and
a whole lot.
You would like to limit it.
Yeah, like when I come down, like when I tell, when like, so, okay. So when I say, you know, honey, do you think you could sleep on the couch tonight? I just need my space like in the room. And like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you and Sharon could like.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, like do something, like, you know, do something else or whatever. So, you know, I don't care. Like.
Would it be okay with you guys if when you spend time with Sharon, perhaps you do it elsewhere? And then that way, you get the place to yourself, and you avoid Sharon's space.
Right.
I've got room
that's
in
good.
My box.
That's a good compromise.
You guys have to share space with Sharon's space.
Combine.
Wait a minute. I don't want to move out of my house.
No.
I don't
want to leave my house.
No.
Well,
no.
Temporarily.
No.
You just be like...
For like a night or two.
Yeah.
Or a week. At a time.
Like, you could come to
it'd
my
be
box.
Like that one, like that Sinbad movie. What is it? House Guest? You remember that shit?
No.
Nobody remembers that shit?
No, I don't know. No.
Wait, but you'd be like Sinbad and House Guest, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm...
Perhaps you should watch this film.
I'm not sure who I'm supposed to be talking to. Am I supposed to be talking to Steve? Or the homeless man.
Oh.
Like, I thought we were supposed to be talking, having this conversation. I don't want to talk to these people.
Oh, babe, it's an open floor.
I'm a little hurt that you don't want to talk to
me. I mean, yeah. Thanks.
I'm craving ham.
Right. There's some in the fridge if you want some.
Look, babe.
Yeah, what's up, babe?
I love you, and I love that you want to commit your life with me, and we've been together for so long, and I'm sorry about the hum, but, you know, I just feel like maybe we could, you know, continue down this road, like, or are you done with me?
Well, like
is it over?
So,
I'm talking you,
can you give David. Can you give us a sidebar?
Do you want me to leave the room?
Yeah,
So, are you prepared to tell her you love her?
Man, it's just that, like, you know, like how, like, the guy, like, you've been to my office, right? You
yes.
know, the guy, mm-hmm. like, if I say, like, something like, mm-hmm. I really like my wife, and I like a lot of the shit she's into, and then they're like, oh, dude, you're like, mm-hmm. Lynn, you're so gay.
Right, they call you names.
Yeah, and I'm mm-hmm. like, dude, I don't want that, you know?
Right, it's degrading.
Like, because, yeah, it's degrading, exactly.
Socially
dude.
Degrading.
Yeah, dude, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know if I want to say that.
Have you ever seen the television show Cheers?
I think I've seen, like...
There's a famous character there, Norm. And he was famous for telling his friends that he didn't like his wife very much at all.
Okay.
But secretly, he was deeply in love with his wife.
Is that a lot like... is that a lot like Houseguest with Sinbad?
I haven't seen this film. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. My bad, dude. That's the only movie I've ever seen.
Oh, listen on a movie. It's a...
Okay.
Television show.
I feel it.
So, starring Ted Danson.
Oh, cool. Right on, dude.
All right, well, anyways, what I'm saying is you can tell your friends one thing, and reality can be something else.
So, like, are you saying I could lie to my friends?
Well, yeah. I mean, Ted,
Barside.
Yeah,
what's up, Ted?
Listen, buddy, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, if you're going to get rid of your wife, you know?
Well, I thought maybe
I could, like, you know, I could, like, take her off your hands for you.
No,
I don't want to be a part
no,
of
it. No, I don't want to, like...
I mean, you know, I'm your friend. I would do that for you.
And I get that, and I appreciate that, and that's cool and everything, but, like, here's the thing, like, I still want her around. I just want to do whatever the fuck I want to do, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right.
So when you say you want to do whatever the fuck you want to do, are you talking, you still want to see other women?
I mean, yeah, like... I wouldn't be opposed to that, but, like, that's the thing, is, like, it's, you know, it's, like...
If it happens, it happens.
I can't control that, dude. Like, I can't control that.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, hey, babe.
Yeah, hey. Sorry, Sharon called.
Oh, shit. Karen's face.
Yeah.
Oh, she's cool.
So, do we figure it out? Like, can I be a part of your life now? Can we live together? You know, there are some things that annoy me about you, too.
Right. Oh.
Who should I talk to?
Well, if you tell me those, though, I'm probably gonna like do that thing again where, like, I start punching holes in walls and shit, you know, and I don't like doing that.
I do feel like perhaps there's some uneven representation.
Okay.
I could offer you my services. I could represent you.
Okay.
And your interests.
Okay.
Or Barside, give me a friend.
Okay.
Hey, you know, listen here, you know, I know you don't know me very well, but, like, if you're, like...
What's your name again?
It's...
Ted. His name's Ted.
Well, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Come here. Further away.
I have one of those hearing aids.
I was going to, like, say, you know, like, if you're, like, going to bust up with my friend, I do have room. I mean, it's like a big trunk. I mean, you can, like, stay with me for a while. I mean, really.
I really appreciate that.
I could get you a ham. I'd be glad to get you ham. I get $1 a day.
That's amazing.
Most days.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, you know, just saying, I would do that for you and for my friend.
Okay.
Just an option.
You would do that for me?
I would.
You know, that means so much to me because, like, I feel like you care.
Yeah.
You care about other people.
I do.
For 20 years, I've been living with someone who doesn't care about anyone but his hum.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
And his himself. Mm. I was speaking metaphorically about the ham, but you got it. Thanks.
You know what's creepy and bad? They can hear every word we're saying.
Wow. Hey, I hate to budge in here, but I gotta go get some ham real quick.
Oh, wow.
Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yep, bye.
All right. Then.
Bye, David.
All right, bye.
We're sharing.
Welcome back to Summon and Glove, the podcast where we talk about self-help. What can we do to change our lives, to make our lives better? How can we live in the moment? Today I have Eric. Eric, tell us what you do for a living.
Well, I help people for a living. I'm a advisor.
Oh, good.
I'm a consultant.
Okay.
I'm not a licensed therapist.
Right. That's something that takes many years of school.
I'm a coach.
Right.
Any of the titles that could be attributed to you without having to get licensed.
Uh-huh. It's sort of your expertise. You're kind of a jack of all
trades. Official body.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I'm a coach.
Okay.
I'm a preacher. I'm a shaman.
Okay. Yeah. See, and that's what that sort of thing is kind of what we're here to talk about is the shamanism, the sort of
that one specific.
Just the those sort of things.
What do all these lights mean?
Oh, I think we're getting a call in. I'm sorry. Okay. We don't usually get a lot of call ins on this show. So
I thought it was a call in show.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
You're,
hello.
Yes, you're on Summit and Glove.
Summit and Glove. I thought you were a law firm, but I understand you.
No,
talk
that's
about
Summit
much.
And Glove and Sons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Since I have you,
differently.
Yeah, it's the next unit over.
Smells different.
Spells.
I do have spells. Thank you.
Oh.
I was wondering.
Me too.
Since you do have glove in your title, I am quite inexperienced with wearing rubber gloves.
Okay.
And I was going to have a medical procedure soon, and I'm told that I have to use a rubber glove in order to prepare myself for this said surgery. Is there a better glove to wear than the others?
Okay. So my first question, are you performing the surgery on yourself, or are you getting a healthcare professional to do this
I'm
for you?
Actually hoping to have some help with that.
Okay. Healthcare professional or a friend?
Someone I found in the phone book.
Huh. Okay.
It's an old book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm having something removed if you must get personal.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Right. I've had my colon removed twice.
I've had physical things removed, and I've had medical physical things removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that could be a very hard thing to prep for. It could be a very hard thing to deal with when you're there with it.
And recover from.
I'm
honestly, I'm frightened. I find myself with great fear.
Yeah, fear can. Yeah,
I'm afraid.
Wow.
And fear can sometimes make those medical problems worse, right?
And you're telling me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess the best advice I would say is get over it. You know, in a very productive way. Like you're strong. You're a strong-willed person.
Oh.
You can get over it.
When you say get over it, are you saying get over the need to have someone else involved to just do it himself?
Yeah.
Or get over it and just leave it there?
I think all of it. I mean, I think whatever you feel more comfortable with, I guess. Like if you, let's say you decide to do the surgery. What is your surgery, by the way?
What do you need removed?
It's a little personal, but I was going to have my spleen extracted and stretched and reinserted.
Okay.
Yes.
So my advice, like what advice I would have is, let's say you decide to do it, but you know what you would say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did call you in as a professional.
What would you say, young man?
Go for it.
Oh,
you would be surprised what you can accomplish.
Oh.
When you can overcome that fear of holding the knife to your gut or wherever you gotta stab yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you can overcome that fear and do it yourself, you're gonna be so proud of yourself. You're gonna feel so good about yourself.
I'm so inspired. I think I'll get on the book face and do a little more research and see if I can find that out.
Great.
That's good.
Thank you. Good.
Oh, well that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Neat little Now, we do have another call in here.
Good.
This is Susie Kemp from Orlando.
Oh, fantastic.
Iowa. Orlando, didn't know there was an Orlando in Iowa.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome.
Oh, my God. I'm on the radio.
You're on Summit and Glove.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of this show.
Oh, and my goodness.
I just want to say, first of all, love it, love it. Love all your guests. I'm just like, this is in my ears all the time. Go for my walks. It's in my earbuds. I'm walking. I'm jamming. Like, this is my jam. So oh my goodness. You've really helped me in my life. And I just, yeah, thank you.
That is so amazing.
I'm here. Yeah.
So what can we help you with on Summoning Love?
Oh, well, so I have three cats.
Okay.
Oh. And so I cannot get them out of the bed with me. There, can you hear one now?
I do hear the little guy.
I hear that cat.
Yeah. That's Jameson.
James Jameson.
So, great name.
James Jameson. And get away. I have no private time. He is right here next to my head on my feather pillow. He thinks it's his. It's mine.
The other two cats.
Anyway, like I said, I have no private time. Mm. And now he's kneading on my breast.
Oh my God.
I just need a moment, James Jameson. He's suckling. And I just feel like I just let him do it because what am I going to do?
That's nature.
Right. It's a natural thing retrieve milk.
Another one.
Exactly.
Oh, they're everywhere.
And you chose to have cats in your life.
Yeah.
This is a burden that you voluntarily took up.
Yeah. And I'm sensing that you kind of beat yourself up about making that decision and having all these cats, right?
Is that true? Actually, you're right. You're absolutely right. Stop it, Sarah. Sarah's crazy. Okay, she's crazy. Oh my God, she is actually using the bathroom right here on my leg. Stop it. Why on my leg? Why are you peeing now? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me answer your question.
Need to do what they naturally need to
do. I'm sorry.
Which we all have our natural.
Yeah, I'm covered in cat piss right now, but I just want to say that.
Yeah, but this is the life you chose.
It is.
Your bed is a toilet.
You're right.
And your body is a food bank.
You're right. I am not my own anymore, and I have this guilt inside of me. It's like, do I take care of me, or do I take care of them? You know? And now she. Now Sarah's sucking on my other tit. Anyway,
that could get kind of raw. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't even have nipples anymore because they have those sharp teeth.
And they just keep going at them.
But you still lactate?
I do. Because when I hear the meowing, it makes me produce milk. When I hear the sounds.
Oh, just like a woman with a baby.
Right, exactly. Like as if
I am a mother. I am a cat mother.
That's wonderful. So let me ask you this. So do you have regrets about mothering these how many cats do you say you have? Three?
I have
12?
Three. Oh, I have see. Three and they have since had their own kittens. So I guess now we're up to now we've got Martin in here. Martin's here now. I'm so sorry. See, I can't even have a conversation.
Oh, that's okay, honey. If you need to, go to the bathroom. Go upstairs. Go to a space where you feel comfortable talking to us.
Martin,
you know?
Get down. Yeah.
Have you?
I'm sorry. Martin has had a hairball. That was a big one. Good job. Yeah. Good job.
Have you considered just abandoning?
That's a good one. A friend of mine did that in Skokie, Illinois. Mm-hmm.
So just you're saying
leaving
that
it sounds like they own the space.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It sounds so like
you
could,
if you just leave,
they
just
have leave moved them. In, and this is their territory now.
Yeah, get a new bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
I would give up anything for my babies. I would give them my life. You know.
Oh, don't do that.
Well,
don't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
You.
I mean,
disagree.
Not the advice I'd give, but that's fine. Yeah. No, that's good. You are the professional.
Martin. No. Oh no! Mark, get off my face! Mark, get off my face! Oh God!
Wow. I don't know if we helped, but maybe we did. You think we did? Do you think we planted a seed in there?
I like to think that she's gonna move out of that place, leave those cats there,
and let them sort of figure it out.
Yeah, and if not, then those cats will be happy.
Yeah, yeah, they have short lives.
Win-win.
Yeah, and they're living it up.
Sure.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We have one more caller.
Okay.
Let's say...
just one?
Just one. Well, we might have two. I don't know. It's a long show. James Jameson from... where the fuck is he from?
It says Ontario.
Ontario. Oh, see, I can't read that word. Ontario, is that New York? Ontario, New York. You're on the line.
Hey, fellas. Hey. How are you?
Oh, doing
fine. Can you hear me?
Doing fine. Yep. I mean, the weather could be better.
Yeah. A little cloudy.
Oh, you're funny.
Wow, loud laugh.
Yeah. Listen, I'm on top of my building.
Okay.
Sorry if it sounds a little echoey or outdoorsy.
That's okay. Beep,
beep. But hey.
Is that traffic? Hello.
I, you know, I was just remembering that I really, I would just remember that I really don't, I really don't think that I care much for life anymore.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, who can I call this time of night when nobody else seems to be up except for crazy cat people and these two guys?
Can I ask you a question, James?
Sure.
Can I ask you a question?
I got time.
What do you do for a living?
Well, at the present, I'm unemployed. I was fired today from my accounting firm.
I used to be unemployed.
Oh. Did you?
I did.
I've never been unemployed.
Really, never?
Never. Whoa. Always kept a job.
I was unemployed before I was self-employed.
Could we make this about me? I'm having a tough time here, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. I lost my job. I lost my wife.
Wait, right. How long were you self-employed for?
Oh, I'm self-employed now.
Oh, you're currently self-employed?
Well, I mean, I see.
Sharon,
clients.
If you're listening, honey, maybe call me. I could get another job. I know you said I couldn't, but I'm thinking about jumping off this building, Glove.
Good luck with that. We have another call on actually right now. Hi, welcome to Summit and Glove.
Hi, oh my God, I cannot find my husband. My name is Sharon, and I'm looking for James Jameson, and I've called every news station. I don't know what's happened.
Sounds familiar.
I'm just curious if you guys have seen.
Is he on TV?
Him? I don't know.
Jameson.
Oh my God, I'm looking at the TV right now.
Sounds so
He's
familiar.
On the roof. Yeah.
Sounds so, what
It's kind of a redundant
a
name.
A guy just called from a roof.
A guy just called from the roof.
Yeah, but I don't know if what was his name though.
Well, and he didn't sound like he would have such a beautiful wife.
You're right, and frankly, he also
you sound absolutely gorgeous, well, Adam, from your voice.
I am, but you know, like
I just feel I'm, that the man that called he seemed more.
Yeah.
Well, he's about 5'10". He has like curly hair, brown.
Well, we didn't see him, but we're a radio.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the TV right now.
Oh, we don't own a TV. We stream. Yeah,
okay.
So I stream pretty much.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He just jumped.
Oh, he jumped. Oh.
That's sad.
That is sad.
That's so sad.
Well, I hope the guy that called us doesn't jump.
Well, good luck to you. Thanks for calling. So you run your own business out of your house, is that right? Self-employed.
Yeah, well, I used to have people come over, but clients come over for advice and coaching, shamaning.
Wow.
But it got to be a little bit, some of them got a little obsessed. So I stopped giving them my personal address. And now I go to their houses, I go to their offices.
Wow.
That's where the money is.
It's good not for you.
You got to get in the corporate.
Wow.
Get in with these executives, the management.
Well, that's all we have for Summit Grove today. I'm your host, and call in anytime, and we'll be on again tomorrow. Cue the music. I love those noises.